Hallelujah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David. And we're back with another powerful episode. Today we're going to dive into a prophetic message that's stirring in the spirit. One that speaks directly to those who are on the edge of transition. Standing before you, a new door God himself has prepared. And this is what the Lord said to me yesterday. The next door I open for you will require my power and not your pattern. See, what worked before will not work here. You must move in the manifestation of my spirit and not the memory of your strength. So if you're listening to this today, this is not by accident. See, you've been feeling that tug, that divine tension between where you've been and where God is taking you. And trust me, you tried the same keys that used to work, but the handle won't turn. And prophetically, the Lord gave me a vision. He showed me a rhino where the door handle should be. So that means this next level can't be opened by natural effort. The handle, your control, your method has been replaced by divine strength. Hallelujah. So today, we're going to talk about how to walk through that door, how to carry the manifested power of God. Hallelujah. And how to leave behind what no longer works in this new place. So, what is a door? What is a door? A door represents access, transition, and invitation. Revelation 3:7-8 says, "These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth." See, when God opens a door, he invites you into a new dimension of purpose. But here's the truth. Every new door demands new strength. See, the handle is symbolic of your own control. See, you've been wanting to control things, do things your way. The memory of your strength, what you could do, what you used to do, how you used to take care of things. Not for this door, not for this new level, not for this new place God is taking you. See, the way you try to access things on your own timing, through your own ability, but God is saying, I'm replacing your handle with my strength. You can't open this next door without me. You see, when the handle is removed, and the rhino, right, which is a symbol of God's divine might and unstoppable power, stands in its place, it means that the next opportunity will require supernatural strength, faith, and obedience. See, the rhino is fierce, immovable, and focused. In the same way, God is calling you to a level of spiritual strength where nothing shakes your stance and nothing distracts your focus. Hear me. So, let's go to the word. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. See, this means your past strategies can't unlock future access. See, God's saying you can't rely on the handle of intellect, habit, or old systems. You must depend fully on His Spirit. See, this next door is spiritually coded. Coded. Hallelujah. Only those carrying His glory and obedience can enter. Hallelujah. What a coffee. I need some coffee this morning. No, I had a cup already, but that was like 2 hours ago. So, I might need to go get some coffee. Seriously, I think mine is running. Give me a moment, guys. One moment, because this is getting good. So good. Hallelujah. I got the coffee. It is done. It is done. So the next door is spiritually coded. Let's go to Isaiah 22, verse 22. And the key, pay attention, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. See, that's kingdom authority, divine authorization. See, when God gives you the key, He's giving you the key. He's giving us the key. Hallelujah. When God gives us the key, He gives you the ability to govern access. But this key isn't metal. It's maturity. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go. See, it's spiritual growth. It's intimacy. It's obedience. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved. Hallelujah. See, that means you can't just walk to the door. You must walk through Christ Himself. He is the threshold to every elevation, every breakthrough, and every promotion. Let me sip that coffee real quick. There we go. So, why what worked before won't work now? Let's talk about it. Because this is where many believers get stuck. See, you're standing before a door God ordained. Not man. But you're using old keys. See, you're trying to open a supernatural door with natural force. Maybe you used to push with ambition. Been there, try that. Maybe you used to plan and strategize your way through. Definitely try that. Maybe you used to hustle. Everybody talk about hustling. Hustle. Maybe you used to hustle your way forward. Tried that. But this door, this kingdom door, requires spiritual manifestation, not manipulation. I'm going to say that again. This door, this kingdom door, requires spiritual manifestation, not manipulation. Somebody's not liking what I just said there. Oh Lord, help me. Let me give you scripture for that. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, that means you can't enter the next level until transformation happens in you. See, God doesn't just open the door for you. He opens it in you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. God doesn't just open the door for you. He opens it in you. My God. We are lit this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we seek your face early in the morning, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Mm. See, your next door isn't just a new opportunity. It's a new version of you that must be revealed. So if the door hasn't opened yet, don't be frustrated. It may be because God is still forming the strength, the discipline, and obedience required to walk through it. I hope, I pray, I believe by faith that this word, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, 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 may it touch, may it fall deep into the hearts of God's people, hallelujah. To plant a seed. Hallelujah. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. And it's not because it's Wednesday. Hallelujah. We woke up like this. My God. Hallelujah. Let's go deeper. See, the power that opens the next door isn't around you, it's within you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, the power, hallelujah, to open the next door is already inside you. But it must be activated, manifested, and stirred up through intimacy, prayer, and obedience. That's why Romans 8:11 says, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Think about that. Sit there for a minute. Wait. Wait right there. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, my God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. My God. Think about that. The same resurrection power that rolled away the stone is living in you. So when God shows you this door, but the rhino there at the handle, he's showing you a reflection of your spiritual identity. You are built to break barriers. Hallelujah. A breaker anointing may be released now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But that strength doesn't come from flesh. It comes from surrender. Oh my. My God. Surrender. 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 Lord, we surrender. Oh God, we surrender. We surrender. We surrender. See, when God removes the handle, He's removing self-reliance. And that's in the culture. This is why culture has always been what's been wrong with religion. Your culture. And you know, I come from the American black culture, hip hop culture is culture. Yeah, we, single mothers, self-reliant, Miss Independent, or men. We work, we strong. Come on now. Surrender. Surrender. He's removing self-reliance. He's saying, you won't control this season like you did before. You'll flow in it. Hallelujah. He's calling you from method to manifestation. From control to communion. From effort to empowerment. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh, this is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's back that up. Let's back it up. Let's back it up with word. Come on. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. See, that's what happens when you reach for a handle that isn't there. See, you realize that only God can open what he designed. So, family, walking through the next door requires faith that carries weight. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith isn't just belief, it's movement. We spoke about this in the last episode. Faith is movement. It's knowing what you know and acting on it. It's movement. It's walking toward the door before it even looks open. Hallelujah. The priest at the Jordan had to step in the water before it could part. They had to make movement. Hallelujah. See, when you carry, oh, somebody's being blessed this morning. Hallelujah. To rise. Hallelujah. For a time such as this. See, when you carry manifested power, you stop knocking in fear and start standing in authority. Come on. Matthew 16:19 says, Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That means the power to open doors isn't external, it's spiritual. Heaven backs your decree when it aligns with God's will. Come on now. So when you say, door of destiny, open now in Jesus' name, heaven responds. Heaven responds because it recognizes what? Authority. Who? Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh, this is so good. So far, what we've learned. We've learned that we must surrender. We learned that we can't do it by our own strength, but by His Spirit, by obedience, by faith, and relying and trusting on Him. So now, before access comes pruning. Before elevation comes refining. Hallelujah. John 15:2. Every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. In other words, God will remove what can't go with you. We've heard this before. You know this. You had to cut off a lot of people. You had to cut off a lot of things, habits, whatever. You had to cut off. He's pruning, right? That's why certain people's systems or habits start falling away before a new door opens. Uh-huh. Man, David changed. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. You right. By the word of God and his Holy Spirit has transformed me. So yeah, you ain't seeing me in places I used to be doing what I used to do. Uh-uh. Because he's revealed a door. He's revealed a door. He's revealed a door to me. Ah, he's revealed a door to you. Hallelujah. So you're not losing control. God's simply clearing the handle. He's making sure only his power touches this next place, this next place, this next place. So what does it mean for the power of God to be manifested in you? Oh, we going deep. Yeah, this one's going to be a long one today. Not that long, but a little longer than usual, because I feel like it's the Lord is telling me more, 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 more. More, more, more. Not they don't need appetizers. They need more, more, more. My people are hungry. Feed them. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 oh. Ah. Hallelujah. My God. Something has shifted. Ah. Oh, something has shifted. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. 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 Oh, my God.
See, I didn't expect.
I didn't expect for him to there's something being deposited. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. So what does it mean for the power of God to be manifested in you? Supernatural peace in pressure. Oh Lord, you are my peace. In this pressure cooker. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:7. The manifested believer doesn't panic when the handle's missing. We wait on instruction. Hallelujah. 2, authority in prayer. Luke 10:19. See, you no longer beg. You declare. You command atmosphere and align heaven's will. Bold obedience. Joshua 1:9. You go where God says go, even when you can't see how it'll work. Lord, I don't know how this gonna work, but you said go here. I'm going. You sent me, I went, and I will continue to go wherever he say go. I promise you this, though, I won't be where he ain't say go. That's dangerous. I will not. Hallelujah. Not that it's dangerous, it's foolish. Wisdom. Hallelujah. And consistency in holiness. See, these are the four things when you know the power of God has manifested in you. Because the last one was consistency in holiness. Manifested power requires a consecrated vessel. Hallelujah. See that fourth one. Consistency in holiness. Consecration. Hallelujah. That's how mantles are received. Oh, that's another one. We'll go there, Lord, another time. As you see fit. So, family, right where you are. Lift up your hands. Because I got to let you go. I can't keep you too long. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't keep you too long. So, right where you are. If you're driving, just, you know how to drive with one hand, right? I just need you to lift your hands right now and repeat after me. Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are opening doors for me that no man can shut. I decree that this next door will open by your spirit alone. I renounce every old pattern, every old key, every old way. I receive the power of the Holy Ghost to walk through my next season. My strength is renewed, my focus is sharpened, and my faith is anchored. I will not miss my moment of divine access. The next door opens through power, and that power lives in me. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, let's do a quick recap. I'm trying to be professional over here. Not even just professional. I'm trying to represent. Hallelujah. Because there's order. There's a way things are done. So, let's recap. So we can deepen this revelation for the last little bit of this segment, okay? One, every divine door requires divine power. The natural cannot open the supernatural. Reference 1 Corinthians 2:14. Two, manifested power begins with surrender. You must let go of what worked before. Luke 5:37, new wine and new wineskins. Hallelujah. Your next level requires new obedience. Ah. The handle's gone because God is testing your trust. Four. God's strength, focus, and kingdom momentum. Once the door opens, move boldly. Don't hesitate. And five, grace, hallelujah. God is positioning you to become a door for others. See, you're not just entering a new season. You're becoming access for those connected to you. John 10 says, I am the door. Oh, Jesus, you are the door. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the word that has been released. We thank you for every door that has been prepared in heaven for our lives, our families, and our assignments. Today, we acknowledge that this next door can only be opened by your power manifested in us. Not by our plans, not by our old patterns, but by your spirit. Hallelujah. Father, manifest your strength in us like the rhino, unstoppable, unshakable, and immovable. Let every limitation, fear, and delay be broken. Empower us to walk boldly through the doors you open, carrying the light, wisdom, and glory of heaven. Seal this word in our hearts, and let every listener under the sound of my voice rise up in power, ready for the next level you have ordained. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Family. This has been Unveiled by Grace. Remember, the next door God opens for you won't require your effort, but his power manifested in you. Stay yielded. Stay strong and walk in divine authority, because grace has gone before you. This is your brother, David Abraham. Have a blessed day. Shalom.